This is Jay Sekulow. Why is it that the president refuses to acknowledge targeted Christian persecution?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Easter is a time for Christians to celebrate the ultimate triumph of life over death in the resurrection of Jesus. I know from the most difficult times in my own life that the kindness of the church can be a huge comfort. Across Britain, Christians don't just talk loving thy neighbor. They live it out in faith schools, in prisons, in community groups. And it's for all these reasons that we should feel proud to say, this is a Christian country.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although as I mentioned, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens.
As a Christian, I am supposed to love. And I have to say that sometimes when I listen to less than loving expressions by Christians, I get concerned.
Yes, we're a nation that embraces, welcomes, and accepts all faiths and none, but we're still a Christian country.
Lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place. Okay, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ.
And as a Christian country, our responsibilities don't end there. We have a duty to speak out about the persecution of Christians around the world too.
If I'd been at that prayer breakfast, I would have shouted out shame. And I think it's a pretty poor reflection, because it is time for people to get object to it. This is part of a conscious strategy.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, a lot of juxtaposition there, and that's a juxtaposition between David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, and President Obama. You got the Prime Minister of Great Britain and acknowledges that they welcome people of all faiths, as we do in the United States, but they don't hide the fact that they are a country based on a Christian heritage. Compare that with President Obama, who not only says we are not a Jewish nation or a Christian nation, we're nations of citizens. But when you had the attack last week of those students in Kenya, let's not forget that 154 students were killed in Kenya. Christian students. They were targeted specifically because they were Christians. The president was one of the only world leaders that did not acknowledge that this was targeted attacks on Christians. Ask yourself why. Why is this president afraid to acknowledge the targeted persecution of Christians, whether it's in Kenya or in the Middle East, or even for the Jews in France, where the president did not acknowledge that it was targeted because of who they were? They said they were random acts with people in a grocery store. It just happened to be a kosher grocery store. And it was Jews that were killed. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Than Bennett's in our office in Washington, D.C. Than, this is getting a lot of attention, not only from the media, but from others. People are concerned that the president is consistently denying the heritage of our country and then takes time to specifically insult Christians at an Easter service, of all things.
Well, I think the concern there, Jay, is because the remarks that you played from Prime Minister Cameron, those should have been coming from President Obama. I think that's what you're going to hear from members of Congress over the next few days. But, Jay, we've said it repeatedly on this broadcast. Unfortunately, the sad fact is this is how President Obama views the world. He believes that American values and American allies need to be brought down to a level playing field with the rest of the world. And we can get into this later, Jay, but it has real ramifications. It makes the world a decidedly less safe place.
I don't think there's any doubt about it, and you are responding with 17,000 signatures on our petition. Let me say that number again, 17,000 in one day. I was hoping we'd have 10,000 by the end of the week. So now we are growing this to 20,000. That is the goal. Go to ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. It's a letter to the president that is straightforward and direct, and it says, Mr. President, stop taking these opportunities to insult Christians and Christianity. We don't appreciate it. It does not send the right signal. It's the wrong message. Stop doing it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org.
It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. Silly people.
Listen, I'm going to play a little bit of Bite 8, just the first sentence here. I want to play Bite 8 of David Cameron, and then I'm going to play juxtaposition against that, against President Obama's We're Not a Christian Nation. Just listen to this again, number 8, just the first sentence.
Yes, we're a nation that embraces, welcomes, and accepts all faiths and none. But we're still a Christian country.
All right, so he does it. David Cameron's not afraid to say he's a Christian country. Now, do we have President Obama? Where his now? This is the difference, folks. Now, listen to President Obama.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although as I mentioned, you know, we have a very large Christian population. We do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation.
We're a nation of citizens. So there's the difference. So at an Easter prayer breakfast, President Obama attacks Christians. He calls Christians less than loving. He did it surrounding the day that Christians celebrate Easter. It's offensive, uncalled for. That's what we say in our petition. But this isn't the first time he insulted Christians. Remember the national prayer breakfast, the get off your high horse about Christian persecution, as if it, you know, don't forget about the Inquisitions, the Inquisition, and as if somehow there's some moral equivalency to all of this. 800 years later. So we want the president to stop taking every opportunity he has, especially surrounding events like a prayer breakfast or an Easter breakfast service. Stop attacking Christianity. Go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, 17,425 signatures in less than 24 hours. 17,000 people have signed on. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go ahead and go to the phone, Stan. Who do we have?
Yeah, right to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Jim from Ohio is calling on line one. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jim.
Shalom, Jay.
Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
There. Okay, well, we'll go to another caller, Jim. All right, let's go to Eric, who's calling from Washington State. Eric, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Hey, a couple things about the Spanish Inquisition and the Crusades. First of all, the Crusades, both were led by monarchies and dictatorships, and that's one of the founding principles of why we left where we did to create America. So.
Yes, but the president never wants to acknowledge the fact, and I'll let you finish, Eric, but he never wants to acknowledge the fact that we are a nation that was founded by religious refugees. You're absolutely correct, but go ahead.
Absolutely. I mean, America needs to understand, study the history, not only of Scripture, but of just our own history. Learn from it and move forward and hold our leaders responsible by the vote. Your vote matters.
Well, I'm with you on this. I think the reality that we have to understand is that we've got a president that is either embarrassed about who we are. But, I mean, taking the example, Fan, this is the one I don't understand. You had the Al-Shabaab attack massacring 154 Christians at a Kenyan university where the kids were said, can you recite the Islamic prayer? If they did not, they were killed on the spot because they were Christians. The president issues a statement. He's outraged. It's horrible. Words cannot adequately condemn the terrorist atrocities that took place at Gariza University College where innocent men and women were brazenly and brutally massacred. Every other world leader talked about this was targeted acts against Christians, but not the president. So is this something with the State Department that somehow they think that this is the way to handle the situation?
I think this is something with the president himself, Jay. I mean, I think it underscores the fact that, you know, history and context are important here. Not only were these remarks by President Obama made at a prayer breakfast celebrating Easter, but they were also made in a world where Christians are suffering violent persecution, you know, at a rate that we haven't seen in a long time. The president of the United States, the leader of the free world, has to be a leading voice in addressing that persecution. But instead of doing that, Jay, he gets up and he lectures about the missteps of Christians. It makes a difference for this reason. It leaves a leadership void, and it is a profoundly missed opportunity for the president of the United States to step into that void where real people, Jay, are suffering real violence. It's just unexcusable.
It is. There is no excuse for it. But this is. I think it's calculated. I think the president is doing this on purpose. I think this is his agenda, and this is the way he wants to do it. I'm taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, we had a nice win at the district court on the immigration issue and the president's executive power overreach. The good news with that is that the court did not change its opinion and allowed as he previously ruled, that the president overstepped his authority, which is what we argued. It's whatever position you take on immigration reform. The idea that the president could do this by himself is wrong. Now, it's going to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, so we're working on that brief right now. And, Than, we're going to be representing, you think, more than dozens of members of Congress on this.
Yeah, we represent 68 members at the district court, led by Senators Cruz and Cornyn from Texas, and then the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte, along with the former chairman, Lamar Smith. They are actually reviewing that brief as we speak right now, Jay. I think there will be a very, very large group at the Fifth Circuit. Like you said, these members view this as not an immigration issue. They view it as a separation of powers issue, and they want to retain that Article I right that the Constitution affords them to actually determine the law when it comes to immigration. So not only we're going to have a lot of members, Jay. We're going to have members that span the spectrum on immigration policy.
Which is exactly what you want in a case like this. So some good news there. That work's going on. By the way, another brief that we're working on at the same time, we've got a lot going on right now, is our brief at the Supreme Court of the United States in the Planned Parenthood case. Our reply brief is due at the end of next week, so we are working on that. And folks, that's the reason why I want you to support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. Make that online contribution. We're in a matching challenge month. This is a really important time for you to do it. We encourage you to do that at aclj.org. I'm going to take some more phone calls. A lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Dennis from Colorado's on line 5. Dennis, you're on the air.
Hi, Dennis.
Yes. What a stupid statement from Obama that we're a nation of citizens. Every nation is a nation of citizens.
Yeah, let me play that bite for everybody because I keep saying that, Dennis, we agree here. Let me go ahead and play that bite for you. I want everybody to hear it in context.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although, as I mentioned, you know, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. Every nation's a nation of citizens. It's nonsensical. It's the president doing everything he can to distance himself from the Judeo-Christian heritage of the country. But go ahead, Dennis.
Exactly. And at least the Christians are on horses, and he needs to get off his dead sawhorse.
Let me tell you this. That statement, where, you know, we need to get off our high horse about Christian persecution, is another one that you need to I want you to hear the actual words, folks. That's why we're playing. This is the evidence. I want you to listen to this. This was from the prayer breakfast just a few weeks back.
Lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ.
Yeah, you know,
it's not unique.
I'm going to say something here. Juxtapositioning this against Christian persecution that's taking place today is patently offensive. But then I go back to this point. In my mind, this is a calculated move by the White House. It's the same reason they're not saying that the students targeted in Kenya were Christian students at that university. It's the same calculated move.
It's absolutely calculated, Jay. It's part of the way he views the world. And it's the proof of that is the fact that he's even thinking about the Crusades at a time where there's this kind of slaughter going on all around the world.
That's a good point.
And, you know, honestly, Jay, I think his own words, when he sort of realizes that he's caught, admit it. He starts to say, well, you know, I'm not a preacher. He sort of tries to back his way out of the comments. But the fact that his mind even naturally goes there in the first place shows you that he's not thinking about defending persecution. He's thinking about his foreign policy. He's thinking about appeasing the world. The fact that his mind goes there in the first place is the first alarm bell for me.
You know, I agree with it then. I think that these are calculated moves. And this president ignores the fact that there were Christian leadership involved with the civil rights movement that grew out of the church, not just the African-American church. You had, you know, Billy Graham refused to have segregated crusades. Look at the history here. And why are we ignoring who we are? And why are we comparing this situation with people being beheaded and crucified for their faith? There is not, and it's not a moral equivalent right now to go back to the Inquisition and the Crusades. I'm sorry. That's not a moral equivalent. We're going to take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget, folks, we're in a matching challenge campaign, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Also, very important, stand with the ACLJ in our demand letter to the president to stop insulting Christians. Here's what the letter says. Mr. President, Christians aren't extremists. We aren't unloving. We're not on a high horse about persecution. We actually are concerned about persecution. Every day Christians are dying for their faith. They sacrifice their lives for other, and your comments are wrong and hurtful. Stop maligning the Christian faith. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Sign that petition now, aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And like us on Facebook, folks. Back with more in just a few moments.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Can't You See? We're going to have that one come out pretty soon, but we've got another one that the Jay Sekulow Band just did yesterday, the famous Give a Little Bit song. We're going to play it on, I think, on Tax Day, and you know, everybody expects Taskman, but this is Give a Little Bit, and that's what the IRS always wants, because they want a little bit more and a little bit more. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Go ahead and sign on to that petition at aclj.org or 877-989-2255, and I'm going to go right back to the phone. Let's go and take another phone call, Fan.
Let's go to Crystal. She's calling from Texas on line 6. Crystal, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
I'm having a lot of trouble hearing you. Let's go back to you in a moment. Let's go to Cynthia calling from the District of Columbia.
Hi, Jay. This is Cynthia. I'm calling. I want to pull your card about this, you know, the attitude that you're having about Obama on several levels.
Okay.
I have no problem with the fact if you think that, you know, he's not Christian or you don't appreciate.
No, I didn't say he's not Christian. I never said. I'm not talking about his faith. I'm talking about what the statements he's making about Christianity. And where, and not just what he's saying, but where he's saying it. But go ahead.
Okay. So if you don't agree with what he's saying, but I want to call you as a Christian on the scripture that says what we're supposed to do for and about our leaders.
God, well, we pray for those in authority. I say that all the time. We pray for the president. This isn't a, Cynthia, this isn't a personal thing. This is, you know, this is, I think, horrible juxtapositions. I think the president is going out of his way to attack Christians when Christians are being attacked globally. That is the problem I'm having.
I don't agree. I'm just saying I don't agree, and I think that my concern.
Well, let me ask you this. You said, hold it, Cynthia. You said you don't agree. What exactly do you not agree with? Because the president at an Easter prayer breakfast went after. Let me play it for you. Go ahead and play it.
On Easter, I do reflect on the fact that as a Christian, I am supposed to love. And I have to say that sometimes when I listen to less than loving expressions by Christians, I get concerned.
Yeah. How about getting concerned, Cynthia, over Christians being beheaded, being crucified, and women sold into slavery? I would be a little bit more concerned about that, because I don't know what statements the president's talking about, Christians being unloving. Do you hear a lot of unloving Christian comments?
That's why he's the president and you're not, then.
Well, no, I didn't run for president, nor do I plan to, but that's fine. But you know what? If you're the president of the United States and you've got a pulpit that is the president of the United States, when Christians are being crucified in Syria and Iraq, I would think maybe I'd be talking about at Easter the ultimate sacrifice that these individual Christians are taking for their faith, that they refuse to recant their faith and they're being killed for it. Or the Kenyan students who were killed only for one reason, and that is that they were Christians. And the president doesn't acknowledge that in his statements. And I think that is wrong, really wrong. Compare that to this from David Cameron's Easter message to Great Britain.
To all those brave Christians in Iraq and Syria who are practicing their faith or sheltering others, we must say, we stand with you. This government has put those words into action, whether getting humanitarian aid to those stranded on Mount Sinjar or funding grassroots reconciliation in Iraq. And in the coming months, we must continue to speak as one voice for freedom of belief. So this Easter, we should keep in our thoughts all those Christians facing persecution abroad and give thanks for all those Christians who are making a real difference here at home. On which note, I'd like to wish you and your family a very happy Easter.
Yeah, I think that's the appropriate statement and the appropriate tone. Unfortunately, that's not unfortunate. It's good for Great Britain. It's coming from David Cameron. It's not coming from the White House, and that's why I take issue with what the president's saying. Let's go ahead and take another call, 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Let's go back to Crystal calling from Texas on line 6. Crystal, you're on the air.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi, can you hear me this time?
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make a comment that you know, the Inquisition and that whole topic, Christians were going against what the Bible says. The Muslims in this situation are actually doing what the Quran says. So there is a huge difference between what's going on now today and what went on then.
Yeah, there's another difference, 800 years. I mean, yeah, I agree with you, Crystal, exactly what you're saying is there was a whole different, you know, worldview. But it was 800 years ago, and Christians are being attacked in an unprecedented level today. And I think the president is, by focusing the way he is just making a huge mistake. And then he seems to be able to get away with this with impunity, because I think this is coming from the State Department. I think they're the ones that are kind of promoting this.
It certainly permeates the State Department, Jay, no doubt about it. I mean, we've been dealing with that bureaucracy for years.
Yep.
But, I mean, here's the bottom line. We should be talking about today, and as it relates to the president, he has a specific job to do here. I mean, Christians who are being killed need the president's voice. He is the most powerful voice in the world, and those Christians who are in the wake of persecution, they need him to be standing up for them. So this is not just a matter of missing an opportunity. This is a matter of him choosing to focus on this personal issue of his instead of standing in the gap for those Christians. That is a real ramification and something that the president should be held to account for.
I agree. I completely agree. Let's go right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. James is calling from Montana on line 2. James, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Personally, I do believe that this is a very calculated move, and it's not by accident. If our country hears enough about all of the problems affecting and killing Christians around the world, pretty soon we get desensitized to the lack of Obama's response. And I think by design, someday they're going to be right on our front door, and we're not going to realize that we are the enemy and that the target is us. We are being marginalized, but here in Montana, we know the truth. So,
well, I think a lot of people understand what's going on here. And as Than just said, I want to underscore Than said, this is intentional. I think it's coming from the State Department. This is afraid to identify who we are and afraid to identify who's being persecuted. And that, to me, is the biggest problem with all of this, because this level of persecution right now is serious. I mean, this is serious stuff. And we have to understand the nature and scope of what we're really dealing with here. And this is Christian persecution on an unprecedented scale, and Jewish persecution. We saw that certainly in France, and the president refuses to call it what it is. And I think there's a consequence for that. And then yet taking every opportunity to attack Christianity, to me, makes no sense. Why would you go out of your way to do this? You ask yourself that question. Why is the president going out of his way to do this? And to me, that is part and parcel of the problem. We've got a letter. We are going to get to our goal of 20,000. The original goal was 10. We moved it to 20. Here's what we're saying. At an Easter prayer breakfast, President Obama attacked Christians. He called Christians less than loving. He did it surrounding the day Christians celebrate the ultimate gift, and that is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Offensive and uncalled for, to say the least. It was also surrounding the time when Christian students in Kenya at that university were slain because they were Christians. But don't forget that at the National Prayer Breakfast, what did the president say? Get off your high horse about all this Christian persecution stuff, because we had the Inquisitions and the Crusades 800 years ago. We're fighting back. Here's what we've asked. Mr. President, Christians aren't extremists. We're not unloving. We're not on a high horse about persecution. We care about persecution because every day Christians are dying for their faith. They sacrifice their lives for others. Your comments were wrong and hurtful. Stop maligning the Christian faith. Go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to add your voice. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I'm going to urge you, we want to hear from all 50 states. Our goal is to get to 20,000 by today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Our book, Rise of ISIS, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever books are sold. Like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. Jay Sekulow Band has a page, I have a page, and the ACLJ. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast. podcast every morning, taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Just to keep you updated, we've got a brief. We're circulating on Capitol Hill right now on the immigration case. We have one at the district court level. The president was deemed to overreach, violating his authority under separation of powers. It was a great win. The court kept that win in place. We're very happy about that. We represented members of the United States House and Senate. We are now going to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals because the Department of Justice has appealed. That brief being circulated right now as we speak. We are also putting the final touches on a reply brief to the Supreme Court of the United States in the Planned Parenthood case. That brief is going to be filed next week. I'm going to be talking about that on air next week. So there's a lot going on right now, just a tremendous amount of activity, as you can imagine. And, again, your thoughts and prayers for the team at the ACLJ as we work through the weekend to get these briefs done would be much appreciated. We're going to go right to the phones, 800-684-3110. Don't forget our movie, Let My People Go. Right now, just shy of 50,000 views. 50,000 people have watched the movie already. LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com. You can get it there for free. We also have it on our Facebook page in segments, so you can watch segments as well. We're trying to do multimedia on it. So it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And I urge you to go ahead and listen and watch that movie again at LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com. And as I said, I'm taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan's on the road. Than's with me in our offices in Washington, D.C. Let's go ahead and take another phone call.
Lois from Florida is calling on line 3. Lois, you're on the air.
Hi, Lois.
Hi, Jay. My comment is just this, and it kind of takes us a little off topic, but it really takes guts for the president to get up and deny that we're a nation of Christian heritage and call us a nation of citizens when he's doing everything in his power to make us a nation of citizens and illegal aliens.
Well, I mean, this whole idea, first of all, what nation is not a nation of citizens? I mean, you could be a citizen in a tyrannical regime and you're still a, quote, citizen. So defining your country's heritage as a nation of citizens, it's like a nation of jello. I mean, what does that even mean? We have a Judeo-Christian heritage. I mean, if you live in the Palestinian Authority, you're a citizen. If you live in the Islamic Republic of Iran, you're a citizen. You have no rights, but you're a citizen. So saying you're a citizen doesn't define who you are. This idea that we're running away from our Judeo-Christian heritage, I think is a huge mistake. I think we lose a lot when we do that. And I think we pay a price for that. And we lose some of the moral high ground that we're entitled to have as a nation that was founded by religious refugees. A great quote from Justice Sandra Day O'Connor talking about the Pledge of Allegiance and the reference to under God. She said, "It would be ironic indeed if a nation founded by religious refugees would sever the ties that bind it to that heritage and sustain it to this very day." And we have to remember that we are a nation of religious refugees. That's how we were founded. That was the beginning of the American experience. And we should not hesitate for a moment to acknowledge that fact. But Than, as we've been saying on this broadcast for the last 2 days, we think this is coming right from the State Department.
Yeah, I do. And you know, Jay, it's dangerous to America. I mean, the role of the president is to maximize the strength of America. And candidly, I would take it a step farther. I think the entire world is a more dangerous place when the president of the United States takes this position, because it lowers the American influence around the world.
Yep.
And if you take a look at history, Jay, I mean, that influence around the world has been an overwhelmingly positive one. If we are diminished in the rest of the world, peace-loving people everywhere suffer.
I think that's absolutely correct. And folks, we need to take direct action on this, and we are. You can go to aclj.org, sign on to that petition. We just got from Twitter from Megan, right on, Jay, the Christian bashing by our president publicly at a prayer breakfast is totally wrong and needs to be stopped. And Megan, we appreciate you. And by the way, follow us on Twitter, but also send us a tweet. Send us your comments. We want to read those on air, and we appreciate that, Megan. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this letter to tell the president, stop taking every opportunity at faith-based events to attack Christians. I mean, I understand it's coming from the State Department, but it's wrong. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you want to talk to me on air, 800-684-3110.
Yeah.
It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Comment. I guess what we're really is a nation of less than loving Christian citizens. I guess that's what we are, according to the State Department. I'm going to start saying the State Department because that's why I think this is really coming from the president's just being the mouthpiece. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. Don't forget we're in a matching challenge campaign, folks. ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for, and we get and you get a tax deduction, which is great as we approach tax time. But the reality is it really helps us out. We did great in March. We're doing fine in April, but we need your help. ACLJ.org for that. You can just make that donation right online, ACLJ.org, or you can call it in at 877-989-2255. Follow us on Twitter and send your comments in on Twitter. We just read Megan's. We're going to go right back to the phones at 1-800-684-3110. And don't forget our movie, Let My People Go, letmypeoplegomovie.com. We encourage you to watch that movie. Over almost 50,000 have already. So it's a great start to our release of that movie. We just released it on Friday, less than a week ago. Let's go ahead and take some more phone calls. Who's next?
Next up is Mary Ellen calling from Illinois on line 4. Mary Ellen, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
Good morning. My comment about the president, I agree with you 100% about his comments at the prayer breakfast and at the other National Day of Prayer and all so on. My opinion is that there are many Muslim organizations out there who've given him money to run, you know, for president and so on, and he's just indebted to them.
Well, I think we just were talking about this during the break, Mary Ellen. I don't think there's any doubt that this is these statements are really calculated. And I think it's calculated by the State Department that if we deny our Judeo-Christian heritage, somehow within the Muslim world, we're going to be more accepted. The problem is, Stan, that has been it has not worked. And this is the problem. I mean, it just hasn't worked. So the president could say all of this, but it's not working. And that's the problem.
It's a calculated worldview, Jay, and despite the fact that it's failing, he refuses to turn from it. I mean, there are certain facts that he can't avoid, and those facts are that people are being slaughtered around the world, many of them Christians, and those slaughters are happening at the hands of violent Islamic terrorists. But like it or not, the president has not been willing to shift from that narrative. So, the way I look at it, Jay, I think he set his narrative, he set his foreign policy, and then he has refused to look at the facts on the ground and adjust accordingly. And if you look around the world, the results are pretty telling. It has not worked. It has failed.
Yeah, and I mean, it's failing, in my mind, in biblical proportions. All right, we're taking your calls, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Mike is calling on line 5. Hi, Mike. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Thank you very much for stating a little bit about our heritage and what it's founded on. I don't care about personally about an apology or a forced one. I care about action, and we sent a petition to Congress about squashing the money going to these countries, and I'd like to have them held accountable and how they vote on it.
You're talking about the countries that are persecuting Christians.
Yes.
Yeah, and by the way, Mike, just so you know, in tomorrow's broadcast, I'm going to get back into that issue. Than, what's the update on that? Because there has been a lot of, we have gained a lot of congressional support.
Yeah, and actually the update on that for Mike is a positive one. Chairman Lindsey Graham, who was the chair of the subcommittee that handles this funding bill, the one that Jay testified in front of just a few weeks ago, he has said that he is going to make this one of the criteria for how countries are doled out funds. Now, I think in a perfect world, Jay, if you had the votes in the House and the Senate, you would like to go through nation by nation and say you don't get any funds at all. But this is a huge step in the right direction for the chairman of the subcommittee that doles out these funds to say one of the criteria that we're going to look at when doling out these funds is the record on human rights. That is something that we have not had before, and we have an assurance from the chairman that it's going to be this year.
Yeah, and I think this was there was a great hearing, and I think the result, as Than said, is we're going to get action. And Lindsey Graham said we're going to get action, so the senator's been very concerned about this, and I'm optimistic that we're going to see movement on that issue. All right, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget that we've got our movie, Let My People Go. We are just shy of 50,000 people viewing it, so we encourage you to do that. LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com is the place to go for that. We encourage you to do that. LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com. I am taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And we urge you to give us a call and talk to us on air. Follow us on Twitter, folks. It's a great way to communicate, and we're reading some of those tweets that come in on air, so we encourage you to do that as well and follow us on Twitter. All right, we're going to go right back to the phones right now. Than, who's next?
Ashley is calling from Virginia on line 6. Ashley, you're on the air.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm calling because of the remarks that President Obama made, but to be quite frank, I'm not that surprised because he's been doing this since he was a candidate. What is the core issue is that he lacks respect for the people of this country and what they stand for. That is the core issue. And he's making it personal when he says that we're a nation of citizens, because listen to the sound of his name, Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, you know, you can have a name Barack Hussein Obama and get to be a citizen in the United States. That's the beauty of this. But you know what you can't do? You can't change the heritage of the country. You can't ignore the heritage of the country. You can't ignore that we have a Judeo-Christian heritage. I mean, I think what David Cameron said, I want to play the David Cameron bite again when he's talking about Christian persecution, because I think this is the right tone for where we are right now. And as a country, this is what we need to be hearing, and we're not hearing this out of the State Department, and we really do need to be hearing this out of the State Department. But listen to the way David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, stated the concern over Christian persecution that's happening right now. And I think this, again, is the phrase, this is the sentiment that we need to be hearing from all of our world leaders, including the President of the United States.
To all those brave Christians in Iraq and Syria who are practicing their faith or sheltering others, we must say, we stand with you. This government has put those words into action, whether getting humanitarian aid to those stranded on Mount Sinjar, or funding grassroots reconciliation in Iraq. And in the coming months, we must continue to speak as one voice for freedom of belief. So this Easter, we should keep in our thoughts all those Christians facing persecution abroad, and give thanks for all those Christians who are making a real difference here at home. On which note, I'd like to wish you and your family a very happy Easter.
I don't understand. I mean, actually, I do understand, because I know where this is coming from. But why would you take moments like at a prayer breakfast at the White House just a couple of days ago and use that as a chance to, instead of talking about real persecution that's going on against Christians today, right as the president's speaking, at the very moment that he's speaking, just a few days before that, you had those students in Kenya. I mean, this has not been covered as strongly as it should have been in the media. These students were asked to recite a Muslim prayer. If you recited that Muslim prayer, you were not killed. If you did recite that prayer, you were not killed. If you refused to cite the prayer or did not know the prayer, you were shot in the head. Do we have the sound from the student? There was a student that was interviewed. I want to find that before the end of the broadcast. That was said, you know, if you'd basically, you know, that you were shot on the spot. And this idea that instead of addressing that at an Easter prayer breakfast, that you would say this less than loving Christians. I mean, I don't understand how we're making a moral equivalency between a statement. I mean, yeah, are you talking about Westboro Baptist? Well, you know, most people don't think that's a very Christian attitude, but I don't think you can paint the entire all of Christendom with this. And how do you not say that in the what took place, and this is I think, you know, was another serious, I'm sure again, Thanet, it was very intentional, when that Jewish grocery store, the kosher grocery store in France, and we saw those people killed, they were Jews. The State Department doesn't want to say that. And this is, Than, I know this, you know, we work with the State Department. We've been working with the State Department for years. We know this is institutionally embedded within them. And that's part of the problem here.
It's institutional. It's calculated, Jay. And frankly, it's gotten worse since the president cleared his last midterm election. I mean, that's just the reality. It's gotten more brazen. It's gotten more in your face. And I just say two quick things. First of all, the sound you just played from the prime minister, that is what true leadership sounds like. That is what the president should be saying. And I don't think there's any guessing game here. I mean, I think it's what you said. It's the fact that he is somewhat ashamed of our Judeo-Christian heritage, and this is a way that he can run from it. This is a tone that he can take that distances himself from that history.
I want to play another one from David Cameron. We were just in England with our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy. I remember when he was recording this. Number 9.
It is truly shocking that in 2015, there are still Christians being threatened, tortured, even killed because of their faith, from Egypt to Nigeria, Libya to North Korea. Across the Middle East, Christians have been hounded out of their homes, forced to flee from village to village, many of them forced to renounce their faith or brutally murdered.
By the way, most of them do not renounce their faith. That's the amazing thing about it. It's unbelievable that these Christians have had this. We need to be praying for the persecuted church. We say that. And we need to point out the problems and difficulties that they're facing. If you want to sign on to our letter to the president to stop using every religious faith-based event as a time to attack Christians, go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget our movie, Let My People Go, is available now for free. LetMyPeopleGoMovie.com. Almost 50,000 people have viewed that movie since we released it on Good Friday last week. And again, when we come back from the break, I'll take your calls at 800-684-3110.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It's a critical time, and at the American Center for Law and Justice, you can count on us. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
President Obama has done it again. He's attacking Christians, this time at the Easter prayer breakfast, calling Christians, quote, less than loving, end quote. But this is not the first time he's insulted Christians. At the National Prayer Breakfast earlier this year, President Obama demanded Christians get off their, quote, high horse about Christian persecution. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Band, a new one coming out next week. You want to, especially for tax day, it's Give a Little Bit, the song, that very, very famous song. We had a good time playing that. Yeah, we just recorded it yesterday, actually, and you'll be able to, by the way, like the band Facebook page, Jay Sekulow Band. We encourage you to do it. I think it's about 35,000 people already have. All right, we're going to go right to the phones at 800-684-3110. A lot of you have been holding for a long time. Let's go ahead and go right to those phone calls.
Yeah, let's go to Erica calling from Texas on line one. Erica, you're on the air.
Hi, Erica.
Hello. Thank you. And I want to say, first off, I want to praise God and Jesus because, you know, for you guys, because unfortunately I think that's part of the problem. We hear our watered-down Christianity here where we don't say anything. Nobody wants to say the truth and speak the truth, because I think about those people that at those prayer breakers, how nobody stood up to face him and tell him, you know what, tell the truth. Because when you think about it, all the things done in the name of Christ, if we compare it over since the beginning of time, nothing compares to the number of people killed, maimed, persecuted in the name of atheistic and Satanism.
Well, I mean, or radical jihadists. But let me tell you, here's an interesting article. This was from the New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof. He's defending Christians. What he says: the liberal caricature of evangelicals is incomplete and unfair. Now he says, I have little in common politically or theologically with evangelicals, or while I'm at it, conservative Roman Catholics. But I've been truly awed by those I've seen in so many remote places, combating illiteracy and warlords, famine and disease, humbly struggling to do the Lord's work as they see it, and it is offensive to see good people derided. And that is the problem. I think, Erica, that's what you're saying. Yes, I could show isolated examples of hate. And when you see isolated examples of hate, you condemn it. I mean, how many times have I condemned the so-called, and I say so-called, Westboro Baptist? You know, because I don't think there's anything Baptist about what the Westboro Baptists are standing for. But they call them, you can call yourself anything in the United States of America. We're a free country. But let's point out the real problem, and that's not, you know, even the Westboro Baptists, who I think you the way you handle that, speech you disagree with, you handle that with speech you like. So competing in the marketplace of ideas. When they were protesting the military funerals of our soldiers that were killed in action, the Westboro Baptists were, you had those motorcycle groups come in and just drowned out the Westboro Baptist. That's called free speech. That's the way it's supposed to work. That's how it works in a free country, unlike Iran, who we're about to cut. I guess we're cutting a deal with, although today the Iranians are saying basically no deal, period, unless all sanctions are lifted, all economic sanctions lifted immediately. And by the way, where is Saeed Abedini? I'll tell you where he's not. He's not in the United States. And the State Department needs to be working much more aggressively on that. We'll save that for tomorrow's broadcast. Let's go right back to the phones.
Right back to the phones we go. Shirley is calling from Arizona on line two. Shirley, you're on the air.
Hi, Shirley.
Hi there. And I want you to know that I totally agree with you. And I want to tell the fellas, listen to your wives. You see how many women have called in here affirming this, what's going on? One of the things I think we need to be keenly aware of, for all Christians who read their Bible, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So whatever you've got a whole lot of in your heart comes out your mouth. Enough said. Secondly, this man, from early on, what is he out to do? You bet your boots. Jay, you're right. This is a total, complete, and utter plan. And it's
Shirley, look, the statements coming out of the White House right now are handled by, controlled by, and shaped by the State Department. In other words, the president isn't just freewheeling this. Now, he may have done a little freewheeling at the Easter prayer breakfast 2 days ago, but these statements, then, are coming from this is a State Department calculated move. Don't identify it as radical jihadists. Don't acknowledge it was Christian students that were killed in the university in Kenya. By the way, we were at Oxford, and you were there, Than, with our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy, and we had our lawyer from Kenya there who went through a list of what was about to happen, that they knew something like this was about to happen, and that it was going to be targeted against Christians.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Jay. I mean, it is coordinated, and here's the other thing. The fact that it's coordinated throughout the State Department makes it an enormous problem. I mean, we have seen this over years where, you know, we have a human rights issue, and when we take it to the State Department or we take it to the executive branch, and they don't want to deal with it because they want human rights to be sort of off in the corner. They don't want it to spill their apple cart. In this case, Jay, and I hate to say it, but in this case, the biggest motivation is this negotiation with Iran. They don't want anything to come in the way of a potential deal, and so therefore they keep pushing these issues aside. It is a big, big problem.
You know, our friend Rich Lowry has an interesting piece, opinion piece out in the New York Post. It says, glossing over evil, just who killed who in Kenya? And its first paragraph says, we live in the area of the in the era of the anti-Christian pogrom. The slaughter at Gariza University College in Kenya that killed nearly 150 people last week was the latest example of bloodlust. And then it's, of course, talking about the killers of the Somali-based Al-Shabaab terror group that sought to be exacting during their all-day assault on that largely Christian university. If this is what a student told the Associated Press. If you were a Christian, you were shot on the spot. Linda's calling on line four. Linda, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. I actually have a comment and a question.
Okay.
I just wanted to comment on Reagan, his statement that he made, if we ever forget, we are one nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. If that's not Christian, I don't know what is. I also have a question. When, where, and who have the Christians ever persecuted?
Well, they go back. The president went back to, you know, he went back to the Inquisition and the Crusades. So you got to go back, you know, 500 to 800 years ago where Christians. And that was, by the way, if you study the history of that, those were military conquests. What was it over? It's the same fight. Muslim takeover of the Holy Land. That's what the concern was there. I'm not justifying any of this, by the way, but that's just the historical fact. But you know what? That was 500 to 800 years ago. And this is right now, today, as we're on the air. I guarantee you, right this moment, I'm going to stop for 5 seconds. I guarantee you, during that time, a Christian has been persecuted or killed somewhere in the Middle East. Let's take one more call.
Let's go to Buren calling from California on line three. Buren, you're on the air.
Hi, Buren.
Hello. In regards to the extremely insensitive and inappropriate statements of the president where he's making, you know, the Inquisition a smokescreen to what's actually happening,
right.
Those people that committed those acts during the Inquisition were not true followers of Jesus Christ because Christ never advocated those things, and those people don't have anything to do with Christ.
Right.
Christ has nothing to do with them.
But it's the positioning. So yes, the history was wrong the way the president utilized it, but it's very intentional and very specific. And I think where you've got to, and this again, it goes back, folks. This is the State Department. This is the position that they want. This is the position they're advocating. And what we have to do is get educated about the issue. We've got a great movie up right now. It's available online for free. It's called Let My People Go. You can go to letmypeoplegomovie.com. That's letmypeoplegomovie.com. Almost 50,000 people have viewed that movie. We've got segments of it up on Facebook right now. You should like the ACLJ's Facebook page, like my Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter as well, folks, so you can get information. You should even like the band's Facebook page as well. Our book, Rise of ISIS, is available in bookstores everywhere, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever books are sold. But I also want you to sign on to this letter going to the White House and support the work of the ACLJ. 1-877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Remember this, we're in a matching challenge campaign, folks. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. So we appreciate it. We had a great month in March. We're looking forward to the same in April. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. We're going to talk more about the movie and Christian persecution tomorrow. Please make it stop. The president's remarks are absurd and offensive. At the ACLJ, we're fighting back, demanding President Obama apologize. Add your name to our open letter to the president. It's time to send a powerful message to President Obama. Stop attacking Christians.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and add your name right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.